Brandon Baxter in the morning.
All right, the After Show podcast is on. Today is Wednesday, June 21st. Thanks for having us on your device today.
The first official day of summer. Don't
longest
that.
Day of the year.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what it technically is?
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Summer solstice.
Is this the day you can balance an egg? You ever tried that on the summer solstice?
Or a broom.
The broom. I did the broom thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've done the egg
Didn't
before.
We do that last year?
We might have.
Yeah.
Oh, check and see if that's today, because Kai would think that's the coolest thing this year. If the broom just stands up by itself.
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure it is.
So David went out this morning. We were at Krispy Kreme for the full show, and David decides to wear his first day of summer attire.
Can I explain it?
Oh, gosh.
Okay.
Go ahead.
His swim trunks he has on are very short. They come about maybe a little bit under his tighty-whities, just a little bit.
I don't wear tighty-whities.
Well, I hope you didn't wear boxer shorts, or else you were probably showing stuff.
No, I've got my boxer briefs on. See?
Is well, he they showing bear- you?
Yeah, they're gray. Yep. They barely come down over his boxer briefs.
Now show him your underwear.
No.
Yeah.
I'm also wearing boxer briefs.
It's only fair.
Boxer briefs.
Yeah, so his shorts are really short. His legs are really long. And
he had to wear a hairnet over his legs. They asked, Krispy Kreme asked him to put hairnets over his legs.
Because, it was crazy.
Yeah. I had quite a few people talking to me about it, though.
I know. And the good thing is, like, people, when they stop us and we're doing something crazy like that, they're so cool with how they deal with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because, like, they get it. We're just out having fun.
Yeah.
And even the couple, like, we walked in this morning and there was a couple, how old would you think they were?
I would say in their 70s, early 70s.
Early 70s, and they're in the restaurant. And we come in, like when we walk into a place, you know, we pull up with the big truck and the lights are flashing, the music's going,
mm-hmm.
and I'm pulling in this big suitcase of equipment. Kelly's bringing in like this big stereo.
I had a swimming pool. I had a blow-up swimming pool and a noodle, and I walked in, and they looked at me really funny, and then I walked out. And I was like, I'm not going to walk in until y'all are walking in with me.
Because it looks silly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then we invited them over, and they played right into it, which is like, that's cool, man, when people just know we're having fun.
Mm-hmm.
A couple people actually stopped you and said something like they'll make you do anything.
Yeah, there was a guy who came in and we were talking about the three things story because we had a football related story and he talked to me about that. And then he said, they just make y'all do everything, don't they? And I said, no, I'm here for myself. I'm enjoying the summer.
It's funny, though.
And then I had one of the employees come and take a picture with me. And
in the pool.
In the pool. Mm-hmm. And then James was kind of laughing at me in a fun way. I mean, it was just a fun thing to do. I liked it.
We posted some pictures and stuff on social media if you want to check that stuff out. One of the big stories that was happening today was the Bachelor story.
Yeah.
So Bachelor in Paradise, after the hiatus, the halt of production, they're going back and they're going to do the show some more because I guess the producers of Bachelor in Paradise investigated their own show and realized that nothing wrong took place.
Yeah, it's kind of confusing. And I'm kind of... There's part of me that I'm like, okay, they're doing this to get some more watches. Like, they just did this whole thing just so they could, everybody's like, oh, I want to see what all the drama was about, you know? But, you know, I don't know. And I've heard DeMario that, you know, it was over the two people, DeMario and Corinne.
Right.
And I've read reports that DeMario has already said, you know what, I am going to come back. Because he was kind of exonerated as far as, like, he didn't really, whatever.
Well, he was labeled as the bad guy in the first stories. Mm-hmm. And he was aggressive with Corinne. And and he did some things he shouldn't have done when she was under the influence. And evidently the producers say it didn't exactly go like that, which is what he said all along.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But this Corinne girl, though, who's kind of been the bad girl, her people are investigating, too.
See, that's the investigation I think I want to hear about. Because I think that's going to be more of, like, the true story.
Right, because it's crazy if I'm going to send my wife to investigate something I'm doing.
Yeah.
What's she going to find? She's not going to find something that damages me or my character or my brand.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Because if they were to say, oh, it was awful, it was horrible, they'd be ending their own show.
Right.
Yeah, anytime there's
that's ridiculous.
There's an internal investigation like that, I always take it with a grain of salt. And so I'm like, okay, we'll see.
Right. That's why other people have to get involved.
You need that outside source that has no ties to anybody to just go in there and investigate.
But we do have ties to the show, so I'm really kind of glad that they're going to have it so we can, you know, we have our own Raven Gates, who's from Hoxie, Arkansas, and she's going to be on the show. So it'll be exciting to be able to talk to her when all this is said and done, to actually get to talk to her.
So on her social media, which is kind of how we keep up with her, you know, she obviously they were going off to Mexico to shoot this deal, and they have to be cut off from all the outside world. So she disappeared for a little bit. And then when they halted production, all of a sudden, all these Bachelor girls ended up in LA or Dallas or something like that.
At an airport.
They look like they were having a good time.
Yeah. So then she just gets back to Arkansas in the last couple of days, and all of a sudden is back out for production of the deal. So, like, you know, she has a legit business to run. She has the clothing store Gray Suede to run, which is just funny because, you know, I mean, golly, the people who are having to run that store while she's off doing the deal, they've only extended her absence by going back into production.
Now, she did post, I think I saw it just a couple minutes ago. She said, "See you back on the beach." So,
not a bad gig to have, man.
Yep.
So we'll see how that show does. I'm curious to see if the publicity helps the show. Or, like, you know, to me, it, I mean, if you have the idea that something like that happened, it kind of damages the brand in my mind.
I think so, too.
Right.
And maybe people will feel uncomfortable watching it.
Yeah.
But, like, the whole deal about, hey, we investigated ourselves seems absolutely silly.
It does.
I don't know why they didn't get somebody else.
Well, and then they said they're not going to broadcast the footage. So, like, let's say you investigate yourself. And then you show the footage to show nothing bad happened. But instead, you investigate yourself, but we're not going to show the footage.
I can imagine this goes to court. I bet Corinne takes him to court.
It sounds like it could be a mess.
Yeah.
So we also had a lot of tweets. There was one point last night I went back to Twitter and I was afraid of what I might have posted because, like, did I accidentally post something? Because there were like 27 notifications.
Yeah.
And they all came in within like a 5 minute span. Yeah. So I was like, wait, what just happened? But it's all about AutoMax and the wrestling thing that we're going to be doing coming up. At AutoMax on Saturday, 12:30, the superstar Bill Dundee's out there for an appearance. And then I've tried to rope you guys into doing stuff, too.
Kelly's very excited about her part.
No, I don't have a part. The he just keeps saying that.
The lingerie pillow fight.
Yeah.
It's not true.
Yeah.
Would you do that for the audience?
I don't even
like
wearing shorts, much less lingerie.
What color would you look the best in? If you were to go and buy something
today.
Green.
Yeah, we can make this happen.
So green lingerie. Yeah.
Y'all are going to go buy it?
We'll buy it.
I can.
Really?
My wife was in Victoria's Secret last night.
I know. She sent me a picture.
Of what?
Herself in the dressing room.
Oh, my gosh.
Just kidding.
I want to go through those texts and see how that's going. No, but, like, legit. So Kelly gets involved in this deal with Maria Starr. And then we're talking about that. We're kind of playful with that stuff. And then all of a sudden I realize that somebody named, his name's Fred Cotto. He tweeted, and I've met Fred a number of different times. He's a part of the five-star squad.
Yeah.
You know, he kind of helps Dustin with some of the stuff that Dustin does. But Fred was talking about how he thinks the pillow fight should actually be Kelly, Maria, and David.
Why do I
get thrown in the middle of all this?
I don't know.
What did I do?
There is something about you that makes it easy. I don't know what it is. I haven't put my finger on it.
Maybe it's the youth. Maybe it's the fact that, you know, we can't really throw him in there with the guys.
Maybe
what is that supposed to mean?
Well, we just couldn't do that.
You saw what I wore today.
Right. We couldn't put you in there with the guys.
Yeah.
What'd y'all think of my shirt today?
I love your shirt.
I didn't know what it was.
Your wife did a fabulous job picking that out.
My wife's awesome.
Yeah, and I loved it that she did pink because there was two different kinds, and I was like, "Go with the pink. That's him."
Yeah,
and she was like, "Yeah, I know."
She told me the option was a gray shirt or the pink shirt.
Yeah.
So I have the Bayside Tigers logo, which was
Saved by the Bell.
Yeah, he didn't even know that. He's like, "What is that?"
Yeah, and every time I asked you once, I was like, "I don't know what this shirt is. What does it mean?" And then you and who was it? Craig Stone.
We kind of got offended.
No, it was Dave Cooley.
Dave Cooley, yeah.
Dave Cooley and then Kelly were all telling me to get out and leave.
Yeah, it kind of offended us. It did.
I had asked three times and then you finally told me who it was.
How do you not know the Bayside Tigers from Saved by the Bell?
Never seen the
show. You know what else we need to get?
What?
Peach Pit shirts.
Oh, from, is that?
You realize what our first names are.
Brandon, Kelly, and David. Isn't that crazy from 90210?
Never seen that either.
What's the first show you remember watching? Your first favorite?
From like when I was like, how old are you talking? Because well, I remember like, watching Barney and,
well, like
and stuff
past
like that.
Cartoons.
No, like your favorite, like.
Yeah, after cartoons.
Oh,
after
kids. You know, I never really watched a lot of shows. I mean, of course, I watched like Dragon Ball Z and stuff like that when I was a kid. But as I grew up, I watched more sports than anything else. Like SportsCenter was my go-to.
Yeah,
so
that's cool.
Really, The Office would be the first show I actually watched all the way through.
But dang, you started that late though, right?
I started that in like 2013, I think.
That's funny.
Wow. They hadn't even put the last season up yet. So
like my deal, I think back. Of course, I love Mr. Rogers. That was my favorite show as a kid.
Dukes of Hazzard.
We'll get past. Yeah, Dukes of Hazzard was huge.
Knight Rider.
I wasn't a huge fan of that. I know what it was.
Yeah.
But like, I loved the show Different Strokes.
Yep.
Like that was awesome.
Now the world don't move to the beat of just one drum.
What might be right for you may not be right for some.
Never.
A man is born, he's a man of ways. Then along come two. and they got nothing but the change because they got
different
strokes it takes. Different strokes it takes.
What you talking about, Willis?
Different strokes to the world. Everybody's got a different kind of story.
And the facts of life.
Everybody finds a way to shine.
I'm sorry,
Dave. Okay, David, the facts of life, go.
You take the good, you take the bad. The facts of life.
The facts of life. There's a
yeah.
The facts of life.
I was in love with MacGyver, too.
I remember watching that.
I loved MacGyver.
You really were a hardcore fan.
Yeah.
My favorite 80s theme show.
A-Team.
You know, I never watched that either. It's so funny because like those shows that were like an hour, I couldn't get into. And it's like I have the same thing now.
You had ADD.
It's like ADD. Even as a kid, before people were diagnosed with having ADD, I probably had it. That's why I loved Different Strokes. Three's Company was a passion later when I really realized what the jokes were about.
Yeah.
But I loved Andy Griffith. I loved Gomer Pyle.
So and we loved,
I loved the Brady Bunch.
We loved
Bunch.
Friday nights, like when it was like Full House, Family Matters. There was Step by Step. There was
Suzanne Summers was in there. Chrissy Snow.
Yep.
Have y'all watched that 80s thing by CNN? It's on.
I love it. I told y'all about that.
Yeah, it's on Netflix now. Brandon, you would love the two episodes.
I haven't seen it yet.
There's like two episodes on TV shows.
You really would like it.
You would love that part.
And that's cool.
They're only like, what, 45 minutes, something like that?
But it goes into politics, who the presidents were, you know, like as far as the Reagan.
And music and stuff like that. So it's a lot of pop culture in there. And of course, they have different episodes. But each episode has a specific theme. And two of them are dedicated to TV in the 80s.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. I would love that.
Yeah, so it's like an hour and a half. But it's really good. I mean, I was entertained. And I didn't know any of the shows that were
You would. It's very nostalgic.
What do you search for?
Netflix
80s. And
it's this thing that CNN put on.
They're about 60s. To do the 90s.
It's like a documentary, isn't it?
Yeah. But it's like a TV series. So basically, I think it's like 7-8 episodes, something like that. But they have the 60s, 70s, 80s, and I guess they're doing the 90s and
that's
stuff
cool,
like
though.
That. Oh, it's awesome.
Kind of reminiscing about all those things. Kind of like reminiscing like I was with Derek King today, where we get into telling these crazy old school, yeah, you can call them road stories or the wrestling war stories.
Y'all do have some good ones.
Oh my gosh, we have so many funny stories.
And it never stops. That's what gets me. It's like, I have a set few in radio or with when I was a teenager or in the fraternity. But then Brandon and Derek, it's like every single day was a story.
I know.
Oh, it was. And there were so many funny things that we did and trouble we got into or trouble we should have gotten into.
Mm-hmm.
And it was even kind of like that when I got into radio here. It was... It's just funny because times have changed. I think it's because, you know, we age.
Yeah.
We get married, we grow. But at the same point, I think it's a different world.
Mm-hmm.
Like this, the stories I was telling you guys with Derek about the people that were backstage and the stuff that was going on. If that same stuff that happened in 1988 or 1998 were to happen now, it could be lawsuits and big trouble. Mm-hmm. Not that it doesn't happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it wouldn't be nearly as out front as it was back then.
Right.
Well, like in those days, you never had to worry about a cell phone taking a picture
right.
of you.
It's so different.
I never really thought about that.
I mean, imagine some of those stories.
The blackmail ways, like to get blackmail was a lot harder. You know
what
I'm saying?
It's almost like you had to have a Polaroid.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, imagine nowadays you're doing the same type stuff that's going on back there and I have my cell phone.
Yeah, that'd be bad.
Taking a ton of pictures.
Because back in the old days, you might have a digital camera, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like, you know, it's still different.
One of those.
I remember because we thought Lawler was rich.
You had to get your film developed.
But after that, like Lawler was one of the first people that I knew that had the big digital camera that had the card that went with it.
Oh, yeah.
But like it was the big cards that would go in there and he would go around taking pictures of the talent and stuff like that. But like we thought he was loaded.
Mm-hmm.
I remember the first time I saw Photoshop, there was a guy at TV5 in Memphis. His name was James Estes. He was the director of our television show. We did a live TV show and he showed us how to use Photoshop. It was like,
you were like, this is the best thing ever.
It was because like at this point, again, this is 98. He was doing graphics for our television show and he took pictures of all of us on like a plain wall. And he took the background out and put the stuff behind it, like where it looked like a different background.
Uh-huh.
We thought that was the greatest thing ever. I was watching a Michael Jackson documentary the other day and it was talking about, I think it was it the song Black or White? Where they did the face transformations.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was, I loved that.
And they were talking about how that was so cutting edge because they were morphing the faces to different people. Have you seen the video?
Mm-mm, I haven't seen that.
It's really crazy how they did it. And to me, it's still special to watch it now.
Mm-hmm.
But back then, when you go back into the 90s and you think they were doing this facial transformation. So like you had, let's say it's, you know, me, and all of a sudden my face morphs into Kelly, who then morphs into you, who then morphs into somebody, you know, who's Chinese.
And when they did that, Glee, when Glee was popular, they did when they did the Michael Jackson week, they did that with the Glee characters too, when they did that song. Man. It was really cool.
I never saw that.
Yeah.
I tried to get my wife into watching Glee. She couldn't figure it out.
I'm a show tune girl. Like, I love that kind of stuff, though, which is why I got into it. And I liked the characters, too. So,
what kind of shows does your wife like? Like sitcoms?
Not really. I don't know. We can call her and ask her.
Because every time you bring up a show...
She hates everything.
Unless it's Three's Company.
He's like, my wife won't watch that. Yeah. My wife won't watch
that. You bring up House of Cards. My wife won't watch that. Breaking Bad, The Walking Dead, any great show out there.
Baywatch.
Baywatch is another
like
one.
Like all the shows that are extremely popular, like everybody's like talking about, he'll go, she hates that show.
Yeah.
We watched the first episode,
she hates it.
Yeah, Orange is the New Black. Didn't you try that one?
No, I never did, because I knew there was nudity right off the bat.
As soon as
there was nudity, you'd be like, okay, this is awkward.
But it's weird because it's not the kind of it's not hot chick
nudity.
Not really. It's real life nudity. Like it's not.
It's not like
you see this girl going by and you're like, oh, that's hot. It's like.
Why do they do it then? Why do they put it in there?
Because
just to look like real life.
It's literal. Yeah.
I haven't seen that. I haven't seen any of that show, but I have seen like
House of
Cards.
There's some of it this season that I kind of fast forward through because it
graphic,
yeah, a little bit
gross. Just say what is it?
To each his own. There's some soft. It's sometimes some soft pornography on there. I think
really,
yeah,
sweet.
No, because you're in a women's prison, and they just show certain scenes that like. I won't watch it if my kids are home because I'm always scared to death they're going to walk in the room.
Oh my gosh, we were the same way with Botched the other day.
Yeah, if they're not asleep or if they're there, I won't watch it because I'm scared to death they're going to walk in the room. Because number one, the language is horrible. You just think about a women's prison.
Sure, yeah.
But there's also some scenes that they pleasure each other and it doesn't show.
They show it?
Well, not everything, but. Obviously,
you try to get a camera watching me and my wife trying to catch that episode.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So
it's over. My life is over.
There's some parts I'm like, oh, I'm going to just fast forward to this one. And it's little tiny clips. It's not like the whole thing is that, but
sure. Yeah.
You know,
but you talked the other day about watching Botched for the first time. Cause I've told you forever, I love the show.
Yeah. It's a fun show to watch.
So we caught the marathon the other day when Kai was playing his game. And again,
you have to be careful.
We had to do the not that it even shows anything because it's all blurred out, but still you can see the basics of what it is. Have you seen the one where the two girls are twins and they want to have the same boob job?
I've only seen that one show. And it was when the girl, had that, it was like a double bowling ball in her breast like that. Disgusting. And it was messed up.
It's too much.
Yeah.
So these two girls go in there, they're twins, and they think that they're identical, but they wanted to have the same breasts too. And they don't have the same perfect breasts, so the doctors are going to have to go and reconstruct them to try to make them perfect. But so we're watching the show, and they're censoring that, and I can watch that perfectly fine. It doesn't offend me. I can see them cutting the skin, whatever.
Ugh.
You show somebody getting their nose taken off, dude, and I'm freaking out.
Don't they have to like chisel it or something?
And then they were pulling cartilage out of the nose. Y'all, it was so bad. So I can see somebody cutting somebody underneath the breast and inserting an implant.
Isn't that weird?
But something about watching them go after that nose is like, oh my gosh.
Well, I think we've all gone through an experience where we've hurt our nose before.
Yeah.
We understand how painful that is. So we watch that and we're like, it looks awful.
Yeah.
Okay, do you know anybody who has breast implants that you've talked to about the procedure?
No.
I can talk about it.
I don't really... I feel like there's some subjects off limits, and I've learned that specifically the past few days with the question I asked when I was getting my hair cut. So no, I have never asked anyone the procedure.
Well, because if you missed the show, I guess it was yesterday, we were talking about this awkward encounter David had, and the awkward encounter was he was getting his hair cut, and he was talking to the hairstylist, and he asked if her breasts were real.
I did not ask that question. That is not what... Are those real?
So.
Because they're real big. That's not how that went down.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, you misunderstood.
Yeah.
I asked how her husband was doing, and she said, he's not my husband anymore. So it was
And then you said, are your breasts real?
Oh, since he's not your husband anymore, I've been wondering about those breasts.
They've been rubbing on my back the whole time you've been cutting my hair.
No, that's not how they went down. But I feel like that's not a question I would want to ask any lady.
Unless, like, she's a friend or you know her.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I can tell you, though, because, like, I think that the nose thing is watching that is awful, and mm-hmm. I can watch the breast thing. But knowing the whole breast procedure and how that is, like, that is so painful. Like, I didn't go through it myself, obviously, but, mm-hmm. like, it's awful.
Yeah. Well, and there's different ways you can do it, too. There's some that will be above the pectoral muscle, which aren't as painful because it's just under the skin. Mm-hmm. And then there's some that are below the pectoral muscle.
Which look more natural. Right?
Well, yeah, and they have to cut the muscle, so that's a lot more painful. Because, so if you're like, you know, want as far as like downtime, to be able to do a push-up or to be able to pull up, think about those muscles, that's a lot of recovery.
Well, and they have to be very careful when they're going in, because in a consultation, they were talking about how that if you go in and hit, like there's one nerve you don't want to get.
Yeah.
Because then it causes sensitivity issues and all that kind of stuff. So it's not like you just go and start shoving something in there. They have to know, like, okay, we can't get to this nerve. It's really, it's crazy.
Yeah. Just like any surgery. It's, you know, there's risks and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. And then they give you the deal that says, in case you die, you're not going to sue us in case you die.
Yep. I hate signing those papers.
Oh, it's crazy. It really is. Have you ever tried to watch Botched?
I can't get into the shows like that.
That surprises me. She'll watch that.
Yeah, I know. She'll watch that show, but she won't.
It's because they don't show the nipple, I guess.
But they blur out literally just like...
It's just that
like
part.
Like the nipple, and that's it.
I'll dial her. Y'all can ask her.
I almost do want to ask her, but I don't want to offend her by asking.
Yeah. It's not... I don't want to offend her. It's just like an understanding.
Let's blame it on Brandon and say, Brandon's been complaining for the past half hour on how you don't watch any
shows. We're trying
to
get him to watch all these shows, and everything he says is Leslie won't watch that.
Don't say it like
that. Yeah, I'm going to say it like... That's how
me and Kelly... Well, then I'm not going to dial it.
Okay, well, we shouldn't, because that is what you say.
Yeah, you say that all the time.
You do kind of blame her.
It's true.
Well, clean up what I say.
Okay, we'll clean up a little bit.
Do you want to call her? She won't. She'll be much nicer if we ask her on the podcast than she would be if I asked her.
She'll just blast you when you get home.
Yeah,
basically. Yeah, that's fine with me. Are y'all sure? I'm not at your house.
David, you word it.
Okay, I can do this.
Because she's my actual friend. I don't want to say it.
I would say she's my friend.
No, she doesn't like you.
Oh, okay.
I like how you always tell her you're having phone problems.
I'm not talking to her.
I don't think you...
The number you have dialed has not been recognized.
You don't know your wife's number?
I don't know what I'm doing. Have you not figured this out yet? I don't know what I'm doing. I just come in here and talk. Awkward silence.
There we go.
Ooh, I have an email from On the Border.
Yum.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
This is David and Kelly.
Yeah, Brandon must be
gone. He's lingering in the background.
Yeah, his phone's messed up again. He's been talking like that all morning.
So David has some questions for you.
Yeah.
No.
So basically we've been talking about TV shows the past couple of minutes.
Well, actually for the past couple of years.
Yeah, basically ever since we've been doing this show.
Oh my God.
And
y'all are
every time
up.
We ask Brandon, we're like, hey, you need to watch this show or you need to try this show. Every single time.
This is a bad idea. I can tell you
not
right now
just
it's a bad idea.
Not just once or twice, but every single time it's like, I've tried. And then he'll say, David,
my wife doesn't like that.
Exactly.
Oh,
my wife
y'all
hated it.
I knew it. This is a
she
mistake.
Hates it. She won't let me watch it. She hates it.
I don't say she won't let me watch it. I don't say, Kelly Perry, you're a liar.
She
Brandon.
I have fire in my eyes right now at her. She's lying.
I know you.
I don't say she won't let me. I don't control you. You don't control me.
I mean, that is true.
Right. It's all love.
Yeah. Love but anyway, so David and I were just trying to understand. We wanted you to tell your side because we only hear one side
it's not
of
what
it.
Honest to God, like I'm not a TV person. I'm really not.
Like, okay, so do you have like ADHD and it's hard for you just to sit still
totally
that long?
I totally do. Yeah. I don't like movies. I don't like going to the movies. I'm being 100% serious.
Have you always been like that, like even when you were little?
Yeah, I never cared.
So that's why you don't want to watch like the big shows.
See,
on
I'm
Netflix
opposite. So that's just, it's so hard for me to understand. Like I have ADHD to the point
it's
where.
It's hard for me to understand how people can just veg out on their couch and watch TV all day.
Really? Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She'd rather sit outside by herself and watch a bird.
I love to be outside. I'm an outside person.
Yeah.
You'll find me outside if it's not raining.
Yeah, catch me outside.
about that?
Shut up.
Go ahead, you David. This was your line of
questioning.
Anything
else, David?
Well, I'm just confused because Brandon said you two like to watch Botch together, but you won't want to watch things like House of Cards. How is it different, though?
It's totally different.
What makes it different, though?
I don't know. I don't like shows where you have to keep watching every week to see what's going to happen.
So, okay.
Just the random nonsense of Botched and shows like that.
She loves The Office.
Yeah.
It's like a random nonsense 30-minute type deal, and then it's over and you can move on and not
I
have to.
And I don't even have to watch it.
Yeah, again. You don't have to remember characters and keep up
you
with the
story. You don't have to invest. Yes. You don't have to invest yourself.
I get that.
Like, legitimately, one of the reasons we bonded early on, because, like, she's younger than me, right? I said, my favorite show of all time is Three's Company. And she's like, that's my favorite show ever, too. I'm like, there's no way because you're so much younger than me.
Yeah.
And then, like, we started watching it, and that kind of was our deal.
Yeah.
And we watched the...
What?
Bow chicka wow.
We started watching.
Oh, is that what you kids called
that's
it?
That's what we called
Three's
it.
Three's Company.
Three's Company and chill.
So we watched, like, the full series.
Yeah.
And then we would start it over. Like, that was our only show. Mm-hmm. And then, unfortunately, she is subjected to watching endless amounts of old wrestling, too.
Yeah.
Which is fine, because, again, I don't have to invest myself in it. I just watch it.
It's so weird, because I have a guilt thing of, like, I'm feeling like I make her watch wrestling too much. She doesn't care what's on the TV as long as I'm rubbing her ankle.
What makes me mad is when he's watching, like, wrestling or something that he wants to watch, and I'll come in here and sit down with him, and then he starts flipping through the channels, and I'm like, no, you can watch it. Really, I would rather you watch wrestling than to flip through these channels. Like,
she hates that.
So you're a flipper.
I'm a flipper, or the Netflix, like, I can't land on anything. Yeah. But
I cannot stand for him to go through Netflix.
But here's the reason why. It's not because I can't find something, because there's a lot of stuff that I would watch.
That's how
you
I,
can
that,
go and watch it.
That's,
I just
no,
can't.
That's Leslie.
It is like that.
That's not the truth.
I agree with Brandon. Because you get put in that situation where you're laying there and you want to watch something. Yeah, you want to watch something that both of you will like. I love House of Cards. Rachel hates it. I like Breaking Bad. Rachel doesn't like it.
What does she like to watch?
She likes watching stuff like Impractical Jokers and HGTV and Food Network. And
I like HGTV. I like Game Show Network.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what's always on in my house is Game Show Network.
Oh, yeah.
Last night, guess who was on Game Show Network last night?
Steve Harvey.
No, he's always over. But there, what was that show that was on that?
It's called Hollywood Game
Squares?
Show, I think.
It's pretty funny because they bring these different celebrities.
No, not Hollywood Squares, but I do know what you're talking about.
But they're actual celebrities, right? And they play some kind of game show. Who was the host? It wasn't Jane Lynch, was it?
Was it Jane? Yeah, okay, yeah, it was.
Yeah.
But it was pretty funny because they did this thing where they morphed the two celebrities together. Like, you have to name the celebrity, and it was, who was it? One of them was Allen Iverson. But it was like Allen Iverson and somebody who ends, like, let's say it's Gary Allen, Allen Iverson.
Together. Yeah.
And you have to
identify.
So it was pretty cool. So we're watching the show, and it kind of gets me for a second right before I take my final shower of the day. And all of a sudden, I look up at the TV, and it's just one of those funny moments that you guys will appreciate it in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
Tiffany Thiessen's on the show.
Oh,
I don't know she's on the show. So she pops up on the screen, and I look at my wife, and I just smirk at her.
And you have the shirt on today.
I'm wearing my Bayside Tigers shirt today.
Yay.
All right, so legit, you don't care if we watch some show on TV. Why did we turn off House of Cards?
I don't even remember anything about that show.
Liar.
I don't like war movies, shows, shootings, whatever those are, action. I don't know. What are they called?
Well, House of Cards is more of a drama.
I don't like The Walking Dead. I don't know. I just don't like TV. I really don't.
Why did we turn off House of Cards? Because we were into it for a minute.
I don't even know what show that is.
That's the one with Kevin Spacey.
The politics
one. I don't even know who that is.
Oh, you're...
Remember, it's the presidential like one, and Robin Wright Penn is in it.
Yeah, they started shooting people.
No. We made it past that.
Well,
I think you might be thinking of Designated Survivor with the big shooting scene.
Oh,
remember
the
big shooting scene at one point?
No, I saw like the first four episodes of that.
Yeah, and that was a good. We stopped watching that too.
Did you stop watching after the part with the secretary?
Oh, was there a booby scene?
Was that it?
A what?
A booby scene?
I don't know, Brandon.
He's smiling.
He's smirking.
Of course he is. There's no telling what he tells you guys. There is absolutely no telling. I have boobs too.
And yours are spectacular.
And they are exquisite.
So if you think I'm going to be turned on by just seeing some chick's boobs on the TV.
So
I think Leslie's Trump anybody's.
Is this what you're getting at? Like, you're trying to say that I don't watch movies for fear that there's going to be boobs in it?
No, I didn't say this call. Of course, I'm going to stutter now because it sounds like I'm lying.
She's messing with you.
But here's the truth. If you go back and listen to the full podcast, this is straight up David and Kelly's idea to call and figure it out. And it's not about the boobs.
No, it wasn't. It really wasn't about that. It was about us talking about the show. And you kept saying, well, it's Leslie, don't want to watch it. And then we were like, well, we need to call her because you always say that.
Yeah, you
it really
say it
was
time.
That. It really was that. But you had that smirk on your face, so we had to ask
about.
Because
I knew what it was going to be.
We had to ask about.
So, first of all, what did you say about House of Cards? We turned it off because of a secretary?
Because they had a makeout scene.
Yeah, it was more than just making out.
Well, you know what I mean.
It was.
But do you think a random boob on the screen is going to make me like, oh, gosh.
I mean, if it does, then I guess that's your problem.
But I mean, let me ask this. This is going to make her even more awkward.
I would love to see Kelly's face right now.
Oh, she's smiling
I'm
ear
enjoying
to ear.
This. This is great.
Because this is like therapy, right?
Oh, yeah. For everyone to hear.
So, were the breasts... Stop laughing. I'm trying to be serious, you idiots.
Say that again.
Were the breasts on House of Cards better than yours?
Heck no.
Exactly.
I can't.
Hers are like perfect.
First of all.
Then that's a complete lie.
Honest to God, I do not even know what you're talking about.
I bet if I go back and I can go to Netflix and hit resume.
Tonight.
I can hit resume and it'll pick up when they're doing it.
Because that's when you turned it off.
It'll be the exact moment. As soon as I saw a boob, I'm like, well, son of a bitch.
Oh
okay. Was it you who made it? Who made the thing go off, or was it someone else?
She didn't tell me to, but I knew.
You just know.
Maybe, did Kai walk in?
Yeah, no. That's the excuse.
Kelly,
Kai
give
walked
me a
in.
Break.
I'm trying.
That's what she would say. Oh, he what if he turns a corner?
You know he does that.
I'm
it's
just
true.
Saying.
All of our kids do.
I'm just saying. Let me ask you this.
Are you done?
No, I'm not done.
Good Lord.
He's never done.
How can I say this in the best way possible?
What are you trying to say?
Without sounding
if you
like...
have to question yourself, it's probably better for you just to keep your mouth shut.
No, just go ahead and ask it. Because now
what
we're curious.
What do you need to say?
Do you think the girl in House of Cards had better boobs?
I don't even know what she looked like, but no, I do not.
Okay.
There's no way.
But... Tell me who we could see on TV that would have better boobs.
There's no one.
Well, let me find the show.
See, I'm telling you.
I've only seen Leslie in a t-shirt, but there is no one.
Boom.
I love you.
I'm just saying.
So legitimately, I'm not out looking for boobs. If I want to have boobs, I have them sitting next to me.
If you want some others, you've got some problems.
If I want some other udders, I have
some
issues.
Other udders, you've got some major issues.
I mean.
David has his head down.
Dude, I can milk my own cow.
There is nothing I can say.
Okay,
right
that's
now.
Probably not the right thing
yes,
to say.
Yes, because, yeah.
You so now I'm a cow?
You know, right, now she's a cow.
Yeah, you're saying the last time Brandon tried to milk a bull, and I didn't go
hang
over
on
to
oh, God.
But that dang bull followed me around for days after that.
I bet.
So sick.
All right, do you guys feel like you have your answer?
Yeah,
I
think so.
And I think
I get it now.
It helped me out a lot more than you have explained.
All right.
So
now that we've talked about it, do you feel better about a boob popping up on television? If I don't think any boob is going to compare to the boobs I have.
I already knew that.
No, I'm asking, do you feel better about that?
I never felt bad about
Gummy
it.
Gummy bears bouncing that's here and there and everywhere.
And,
you remember that cartoon?
Well, yeah, right.
No.
Tell me the truth, because you're kind of spinning it like I'm making this up. It does make you a little bit uncomfortable.
It does with, like, yes.
Well, I mean, I don't want to sit there and watch people have sex on TV. Like, that's just... Gross.
But if it's a 30-second scene that furthers the story, like, because we're missing out on good television because of a boob.
Well, of course we are.
That doesn't mean it's bad television. House of Cards, people love that show.
Yeah.
People love Orange is the New Black.
Again, I do not like TV. What do you not get about that? We've been married for, what, almost 10 years?
Oh, jeez.
Shut up.
She has a birthday coming up. What are you going to do for her? Make
her
watch House of Cards.
We're gonna watch House of Cards, The Girls Next Door, Baywatch, Jessica Alba movies.
You're such a butt.
That one movie you really like by Pamela Anderson.
She's my favorite actress.
Yes. Yes. Oh my gosh.
I watch for their acting acumen.
Leslie, I'll take you out for your birthday.
Please.
We'll go look at.
Take her out.
Penises all day long.
You can't. Oh my gosh. That was.
See, if women talked the way y'all did.
He just took his headphones off.
No, if women talked the way y'all did, we'd sound like idiots. That's how y'all sound.
Exactly.
Have you ever seen those videos where women do that? Like, oh my gosh, I bet he's got a big one.
It sounds ridiculous.
And you watch it and you're like,
and then you watch guys do the same thing and it's just normal.
Yeah, it's normal
for us. What the hell do y'all watch?
It's on Facebook. You can find whatever you want on Facebook.
You can find penises on Facebook.
Not penises, but I'm just mean like videos of women talking about penises.
David knows way too much about penises.
I don't know any. What do you mean to tell you about a penis?
Well, I would hope he would know something. He has
Stop
one.
Saying or, the
so,
word.
So I've heard.
I heard he didn't. Should we bleep out penis?
No, it's an anatomically correct word.
What do you mean to
it's
say?
It's not
the other
a
words?
Bad word.
What other
Brandon,
word? Brandon.
What? That's what you told Kai to call it when he was 2.
I thought that's what you're supposed to do.
And I about died.
What are you supposed to call it when you're 2? Your
pee-pee?
Kai was taking a bubble bath, and he's like,
Leslie, we don't have
what's this?
Discovered. What's this, Mommy? And I'm like, Brandon?
And Brandon's like, it's your
he's
penis.
Like,
penis.
So from now, that's what Kai says.
Okay, though. I mean, it's not like he's going to get in trouble for going around saying
it's
penis.
It's the right term. So my family, for whatever reason, all of us, me and my brother and my cousins.
Hooters.
That's what we were called. That's what we were told to call it. A hooter.
Hooter?
You're down there? But there's a restaurant called Hooters.
That was my confusion.
So you were really confused the first time you went into Hooters.
I thought it'd be like going into penises. Where are you going to eat?
Hooters.
Let's go to penises.
I had a friend when they were growing up called a tallywhacker.
Yep,
I've heard that.
And
before.
See, I would have rather called mine a tallywhacker or even a winky or something like that. But who?
Like a titty.
My
or...
brother called his a weenus.
A weenus.
It was like a mixture of wiener and penis, I guess. A weenus.
Why are we
but isn't
that?
This called weenus?
Yeah, the thing on your elbow. Your little excess
called a
weenus. Skin.
Oh God.
We need to send David out around town asking if people want to see his weenus.
Dude, that is...
He's going to get punched in the face.
That's obscene.
No, if it's this.
And you can only ask men.
Will you want to touch my weenus?
Oh, my God. Would you do it?
I don't know if I could do that one.
No, just go around our office.
Okay, yeah, nobody will attack you.
Go ask our HR person.
Barbara, would you like to see my weenus?
Oh, my Lord.
Or just ask her, do you know what a weenus is?
I hope they don't.
Can you help me identify my weenus?
I was told I have a big weenus. Will you check?
An abundance of weenus.
Oh, my gosh.
Man.
Well, that took a different turn.
Quickly. Yeah.
Would we say a curve?
I don't know what I was trying to say.
All right. So are you done with us? I know
I'm
you have a lot to do today.
Call me.
What's on your agenda for the day? I'm asking what's on your agenda for the day.
Not watching TV.
Right. She's going to sit there in the dark.
I guess I'm just going to eat some cold chicken that you made.
What? Do y'all not own a microwave?
There's cold sweet potatoes in there, too, that I baked 3 nights
like,
ago.
He just brings cold food here all the time.
Honestly, I would rather eat grilled chicken cold than heat it up. I don't like it anyway, but...
Do y'all understand the power concept on a microwave?
David's coming over
Brandon
today.
Brandon is very frugal. He does not like to use electricity.
Oh, hush. That's a lie.
Do you walk around with the lights off and you say, turn the fan on. Don't turn the air conditioner on. You have it on 78 right now.
Oh, Brandon's bad. I'm like, it's a light. He's always walking behind me. Click, 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 click.
Well, because every light in the house is on when you're home.
Every light in the house is on.
And then, of course, he sings that song.
Man. I'm just going to come over and sit. I don't even want to, like...
I think that y'all
would
be a reality show.
I think you guys need to come over and we'll do the podcast at my house with my wife and we'll get some wine or some beer or something.
It would be fun.
And we just talk.
I think that would be great.
Yeah.
Because she ends up making regular appearances on the podcast anyway.
Mm-hmm. Well, because she's more funny than any of us put together.
Oh, she's hilarious. She's a barrel of laughs.
You're going to get punched.
It's like a barrel of monkeys.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm the barrel boy.
Oh, you guys should be together.
That's awkward.
He is always talking about how hot she is when you're not in here.
He did say that the other day on the air, too.
Yeah. Yeah, you walked in on me talking about it.
He did say that. And then he said, I didn't say your wife was hot. I said, so you say she's not hot. And then he didn't know what to say.
Thanks, David.
Yeah, I mean, what? You put me in awkward.
So am I or am I not?
You put me, I can't answer that question. I'm sorry.
Thanks a lot, David, with your wrinkled weenus.
Thanks a lot, David. Oh, my God.
I think you're hot, Leslie.
Thanks, Kelly.
Okay, so if I said you're hot, this is a catch 22. If I say you're not hot, then I'm just an ass. Yeah. But if I say
then you'll get punched.
And if I say if I say you are hot, then that's just weird.
Then you get punched by me.
Yeah, exactly. So who do I want to get
punched
by?
Listen, you know you want guys to think your wife is hot.
I just love the idea that Kelly's bragging on my wife's boobies.
I did.
It's like a boob show.
Yep. Thanks, Kai.
Boobies.
You're the breast. Best. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. That
Brandon, don't be such a boob.
All right, bye. We got to go. We're really late.
Good. Are you coming home?
I don't know. Can we watch House of Cards?
Goodbye.
I'll come over, too. We'll watch TV together.
What should we watch?
Three's Company.
If we were going to do House of Cards or Orange is the New Black?
Probably House of Cards.
There's more nudity in Orange is the New Black, but it's not good nudity.
It isn't good nudity.
I don't do well with that. It's disgusting. No.
What? Bad nudity?
Watch it, go lock yourself in the bedroom and watch whatever you want to watch and be done with it and stop talking about it over and over and over.
Man, I wish Rachel would give me that kind of permission.
You can
and
hear.
And what he doesn't understand is I'm serious. Like, it doesn't do it. Whatever.
Kelly.
What?
Kelly.
What?
Kelly. You're grinning from ear to ear.
This is like the longest podcast ever. We're going to have to go.
We need to leave. You're barred from the podcast.
You got nothing now?
No, I'm not going to go lock myself in a room and see boobies on TV. That's strange.
Oh, but it's not if I'm sitting right with you.
No, because we're enjoying the show together.
No, I'm not. I don't enjoy TV shows.
I love you.
Aw.
You sound like you're getting angry.
You done?
Damn.
Goodbye.
See ya.
Bye, Kelly. Bye, bye David.
See ya.
Did you hear how her voice changed when she said bye to us? Mm-hmm. She was like, bye. And then I was like, bye, Leslie. Bye, Kelly.
So now people get a peek into what my life is like. Like, legitimately.
This is why Brandon's always mad.
The After Show podcast is supposed to be our real lives. That was it.
It was.
That was our real life.
He actually wants to keep extending these podcasts.
We'll call my husband tomorrow.
Oh.
And we'll get some insight into there.
Into what?
I guess my life.
But you don't care, though.
Yeah, I really don't.
That's the thing. You guys don't fight over something.
But I used to.
And she really, like, that's what aggravates me is if she thinks that that's like, oh, my gosh, I've seen half of a boob. Like, I've never seen boobs before. You can see boobs everywhere. You go online, you can see a million boobs.
And not even trying to.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's not like it's all of a sudden, I've seen a boob, oh my gosh, the world is about to end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Son of a... Why did I let y'all call? I'm done.
That was a really fun podcast.
Jeez, dude, you put a hole in the wall.
Now that sucks, because now she really is mad at me.
Just go home and cook for her.
That's what I do anyway.
What are you going to do that's any different?
Nothing. That's the problem.
Going to heat up some chicken.
Groundhog Day.
Call you Bill Murray.
All right, we got to go. This is the longest podcast we've done. Thank you guys for hanging with us. The full show today, it's not going to make it.
Hey, we have the longer after show.
It's gonna, it makes up for it.
Yeah, exactly.
So there you go. See y'all later.